Macmillan Audio presents Blue Lightning by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Gordon Griffin.
Chapter 1. Fran sat with her eyes closed. A small plane dropped suddenly, seemed to fall from the sky, then levelled for a moment before tilting like a fairground ride. She opened her eyes to see a grey cliff ahead of them. It was close enough for her to make out the white streaks of bird muck and last season's nests. Below, the sea was boiling. Spindrift and white froth, caught by the gale-force winds, spun over the surface of the water.
"Why doesn't the pilot do something? Why is Jimmy just sitting there waiting for us all to die?"
She imagined the impact as the plane hit the rock. Twisted metal and twisted bodies. No hope at all for survival.
"I should have written a will. Who will care for Cassie?"
Then she realized this was the first time in her life she'd been scared for her own physical safety, and was overcome by a mindless panic that scrambled her brain and stopped her thinking. Then the plane lifted slightly, seemed just to clear the edge of the cliff. Paris was pointing out familiar landmarks. The North Haven, the field centre at the North Light, Ward Hill. It seemed to Fran that the pilot was still struggling to keep the aircraft level, and that Paris was hoping to distract her as they bucked and swiveled to make a landing. Then they were down, bumping along the airstrip. Neil the pilot sat quite still for a moment, his hands resting on the joystick. Fran thought then.